Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
Did you see it?
You know what? I did. I thought of you as soon as I did.
Did you guys see it?
No.
You didn't see the moon this morning?
I completely forgot.
I saw the moon, but it wasn't anything super or blue.
It's close. It's big.
It's pretty super.
Yeah.
I completely forgot.
You walk here. You've got more time than anybody else to look up.
And I walked past Blue Moon Pizza. You thought that would remind me.
That's funny. Now,
if you want to take a second, like when it's safe this morning, you know, and you're not in your car and maybe you're in the parking lot on the way into the building or whatever, just look up because the moon is really amazing this morning.
I was pulling out my driveway and it was like beaming at me. And as soon as I pulled out of the neighborhood, like there it was staring at me. And when I saw it, I was like, yeah. That's pretty impressive. I'll give it to Bert. He has every right to be excited.
I for sure thought we were going to come in and bond over this today.
You and I did.
Yeah, we did.
I wish I would have took some pictures or something.
It's still there, dude.
It's still there?
It's still there. Yep. Go check it out.
I want to see it because I swear I made a point this morning to look up at the moon, but I remember thinking, oh, I must have missed it because it looks normal size. It just looked like a regular moon to me. But I was looking at like a light bulb.
I think last night at 9:30 was supposed to be like the optimal time to look at it. So even this morning, it's beautiful, but you missed the window.
Yeah, yeah. I tried, but my apartment complex blocked it. So maybe in 2037.
So Katie might have solved her neighborhood mystery. It has been going on for a while now, and maybe mystery solved.
It's not quite solved. The mystery is still here. I'm trying to figure out the mystery and if I should do something about it. So I've told you all before that my mom has now called me the neighborhood Karen. apparently I'm in everyone's business and I shouldn't be, but I think that I'm just the neighborhood who wants to be aware what goes on in my neighborhood. That's what you're supposed to do.
We call you the self-appointed sheriff. There's always one in every neighborhood. There's a sheriff in town making sure everything's okay and safe, peeking through the blinds. Definitely not minding our own business.
No, not at all. But at least I'll know what's going on across the street.
No, you won't know what's going on. You will believe whatever scenario you've concocted in your head. That's what's happening.
Yes. Okay. You might be right with that. So occasionally, I have also deemed myself the neighborhood watch that no one asked for. So I will, you know, randomly drive around my neighborhood just to see what's going on.
Are you serious?
What? Yes.
You have nothing else to do.
You're that person.
Yes.
And what are you looking for?
Just anything. I just want to be aware of what's going on in my neighborhood, you know? Like, so to be in the know, I drive around a little bit sometimes.
You going to buy patrol lights from Amazon?
No, right?
You going to get yourself a little badge?
How far is this going to go?
Don't get me started.
One of those converted police cars that don't have, like, the police logo, but it still has, like, the lights on the both sides, so you can tell it used to be a police car.
Okay, whatever. So I've noticed that there's this one neighbor her house is in the front of the neighborhood. So when you come in, it's all about curb appeal in my neighborhood, right? In the HOA, they don't play games with your yard and the standards. And she typically is on it. She has a nice garden. She lives by herself. And she's always in her yard doing yard work. Her yard is pretty. It's one of the top 5 yards in the neighborhood, right? Don't you?
No. I'm sorry.
I can see you planting a sign, like voluntarily going, 3rd place, best yard. The Katie Award.
Well, for like the last month, it seems like she's neglected her yard. Like the yard is just grown wild. Uh-oh. It's like unattended. Uh-oh. And
so now you're starting to think like she's inside the house and she died and her cats are eating her?
Yes. And so then at first I wasn't thinking anything. Maybe she's out of town. Maybe she just, you know, switched lawn people. I don't know. But then as her yard progressively got worse, I decided to do more patrolling. And she has a fence, but her fence has gaps. And you can see in between the gaps a little bit.
How close did you get to said gaps, Katie?
A little close.
You put your head through the gaps.
I didn't walk on her yard. I was on the sidewalk.
With my binoculars.
And there's like this random SUV in her backyard. And her whole yard is grass. Like there's no way that it would be like, oh, I'm just like, it looks like a car is being hidden. And I think that something's going on in her house. And I don't know if I need to investigate further. I want to. And my friends are like, well, maybe she's okay. Maybe she's not. But Katie might need to leave it alone. And I'm like, this is unusual behavior for neighbor number five. And then, you know, top five neighborhood.
Okay, so let's stop pretending that this is even a question if you're going to do something about it or not. Based on everything you've told us the last 3.5 minutes, you're going to do something about it. So
go knock on the door and just be like, hey, I just wanted to come and check on you and see how you're doing.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. How should I approach this?
That's what I would do.
I'm actually a concerned neighbor.
Yeah. I would go and I would knock on the door. And if she answers, then you know she's alive. And just be like, yeah, hi. Have you all ever met?
No.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I just know of her. Like, I know what she looks like and stuff like that.
Don't you need, like, neighborhood watch backup to do that or something? You do that on your own? Is that safe?
You want to drive out there?
I do not.
I think just, or bringing something over there. Is it that unusual to bring something over to somebody's house anymore?
You said you've always admired her yard, right?
Yes.
Okay, go knock on that door. Be like, hi, I'm Katie. I'm one of your neighbors. I've always admired your yard. Is there a particular lawn service you use? Because I'd like to maybe check them out.
You got a million excuses. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to do that because I'm really worried.
Okay. Okay. Tell your Girl Scout, you're selling cookies. Whatever, just knock on that door, right?
You guys want some cookies?
The Burt Show.